Hello everybody, I'm Georgia Milan. Thanks for coming to my channel. Well, the big news for at the moment is it's come to light that Lord Peter Mandelson, I know he's renounced his peerage, that he failed develop vetting. Because when he was appointed ambassador to the United States in 2025, he had to go through this develop press vetting or DV process to see that there was no reason not to appoint him. He wasn't a security risk in any way. I can explain what DV is a bit later on, but he failed that. So the Office for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs, they said, no, he's not safe. We just can't recommend him. But somebody overruled him. And it's not clear who overruled. So despite that, we're going to grant him security clearance, despite us having serious doubts about him. And that's only come to light now. Now, Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, said he didn't know about that until just a few days ago. Likewise, David Lammy, now Deputy Prime Minister, back then he was Foreign Secretary, that he was unaware of this. So this is shocking. Why weren't they aware? It's their job to know. And if people didn't inform them who should have informed them, then they've got to go for, you know, Foreign Office officials, because this is a really big deal. Of course, there are going to be screw-ups, minor ones, but they knew that... Peter Mandelson was going to be appointed ambassador to the United States, and that's probably the most crucial diplomatic role in His Majesty's diplomatic service. So it's very important that there's going to be someone who was appointed who was not going to have a sort of time bomb in his CV, and indeed there was, and obviously it went off when all the Epstein revelations came to light. So it's a real headache for the Labour Party. They thought they put this story to bed over a month ago. Then the Iran war broke out. Ironically for Labour, that was actually good news because it pushed the Epstein and Mandelson issue way off the headlines. Starmer was being a bit statesmanlike, keeping the United Kingdom out of this war to an extent. And that was fairly popular. And his ratings even rose a tiny bit because, you know, his approval ratings are like minus 50%, was like only minus 45%. Looking forward to these local elections in South Britain on Thursday, 7th of May, the same day as the Holyrood elections in North Britain and indeed the Senedd elections in Mid-Britain. And Labour are going to be trounced in all three, but looking like they're going to be even worse. Just as has come out, you know, less than 3 weeks to polling day. People are saying that Starmer should resign because, you know, this was his idea. His chief of staff, Morgan McSweeney, unfortunately a corkman, he was one who pushed Mandelson, saying, yeah, we've definitely got to have him. I mean, the argument of Mandelson, whatever his flaws is, he's not thick. He was the European Union's trade commissioner around about 2008. And the United Kingdom really wanted to reset the trade relationship with the USA. This is his field of expertise and so on. He's an adept brown noser. He would suck up to Trump. And indeed, he'd play Trump like a fiddle. Anyway, so Ollie Robbins, one of the high-ranking civil servants, is going to leave. And the Prime Minister no longer has confidence in him. One thing is, I'm told the Prime Minister can't actually sack people, say you've lost my confidence, even though they're not legally obliged to go, but they almost always resign. But don't you make yourself unemployable? So the government has set out their position. Well, it's their job to know these things, full due process. Now, the Conservative Party has been attacking on this one. It's a gift to the Tory party. Sir Red Davey, leader of the Liberal Democrats, has also inveighed against the Labour government and so forth. So it's very difficult for the Labour government to come up with a defence on this one that they don't know. People are suggesting that Sir Keir Starmer, that he misled Parliament, which obviously is a resigning matter. And again, that's not legally obligatory to resign and so forth. So notice they don't have to actually lie even to say something which is literally true but produces a false impression in people's minds. That is misleading people and so on. Wow. Lord Beamish, he's the chairman of the Intelligence and Security Committee, said he only found out yesterday that Lord Mandelson had failed a security vetting. So that's to see that, you know, Mandelson wasn't a security thing. So Labour, this is going on and on and on. And the timing is kind of, in a way, couldn't be worse now. If it was the day before the election, that maybe wouldn't matter so much. A lot of people would have voted by post anyway. Some people would have made up their minds, not going to change their mind. But 3 weeks to go, there's time to change your mind. And Labour candidates can get this on the doorstep, even though it's nothing to do with the Senedd in Wales. It's nothing to do with the Scots Parliament. It's nothing to do with whatever local authorities, whether it's a unitary authority or a county council or a borough council all across England. But nevertheless, they're going to carry the can for this. I mean, I know what it's like. Our Conservative candidates were getting in the neck 4 years ago about Boris Johnson's lockdown parties, even though they had no control over this. So there's a UK security vetting, which is an agency inside the Cabinet Office, which carries out vetting for these such appointments. The Cabinet Office is like the nerve center of government, because there is it 21 government departments or ministries at UK level. And who's to coordinate between them? That's the Cabinet Office. So every cabinet minister has his or her own department or ministry. Ministry department, same thing, really. The Prime Minister's one is the Cabinet Office. And that's to say, the Ministry of Defence, we say, this is the money for whatever, tanks. The Treasury say, it's not available. And the Cabinet Office has to knock some heads together and to coordinate between them. Is it everybody's responsibility? Is it nobody's responsibility? They've got to decide that. Okay, and that one's right beside number 10, Downing Street. He was unaware. Why was he unaware? It's his job to know about these things. I'm not sure that ignorance is enough of a defence. So Ollie Robbins is going. Well, so develop vetting. It's not just for diplomatic appointments. It could be for things like, I know a Royal Naval officer. And when he got to a certain level, had access to intelligence, he had to go through DV or people who work for MI5, MI6, people in certain police ranks, not the majority of police officers, but firearms officers, undercover officers, especially drug squad, they need to go. So they will require, you know, really a CV from birth, every school you ever lived at, often every address, who name your mother, father, siblings, including step siblings, with their divorces, if you had stepfather, stepmother, effectively in that position, even if your mother or father didn't marry this other person, all the significant people in your family life, whether by blood or not. Okay, and then your career, really every job you ever did, even if it was sort of 2 weeks working in a cafe at the age of 16 or something, any significant periods of time abroad, okay, it was sort of a holiday of over a month or something like that, your intimate relationships. And so they would interview the individual for several hours, be someone who's the same group as you. You know, if you're a straight white male, be someone like you. If you are a brown lesbian, be someone like you. The idea is someone of your own race, certainly your own sexual orientation, more likely to open up and be candid about things. Your alcohol intake, any drugs you've ever taken, any financial difficulties you've had, gambling addiction, shopping addiction, things like that. Significant medical events or things you've done, which are highly contentious, like abortion and things like that, about your sexual behavior, if you're faithful or not, if you ever paid for sex. Are there any of these recruitable vulnerabilities? Someone could be blackmailed about infidelity, or someone's addicted to gambling, unsuitable, someone's hugely in debt or whatever. The moment if you were in a romantic liaison with a Russian, probably not. She might have an emotional purchase on you or something like that still. And they're having to nominate a professional referee and then a personal referee. So someone you worked for, he should be interviewed for hours at home. Okay. And so that's what it's like to really see this person is suitable. You know, this is a politically exposed person. So about their finances. And it may be she is safe, but this person's sibling might not be, because this person's sibling is married to a Chinese army officer or whatever, or this person's sibling is a heroin addict and for whatever reason might not be suitable to go ahead. Okay, so that's what DV is all about. And said, for I'm not sure what reason, was it his financial links to Jeffrey Epstein or to Oleg Deripaska? They said, he's not suitable, we can't be confident in him. And who overruled it and why? Now, the announcement had already gone out that Mandelson was the next British ambassador to Washington, D.C. So it's like, oh, well, we can't really undo that now. And there it is. So it's obviously not looking good for Labour. Even if Mandelson isn't responsible, he's looking bad. You might say, well, come on, of course he is. He's a prime minister. Ultimately, he's responsible for everything that happens in government. And if you don't accept that responsibility, don't be prime minister. So, I mean, I always said his goose was cooked and he's going to resign the 8th of May. And I stand by that. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Then on PayPal, georgecalantone9@gmail.com. Goodbye.